What better way to spend your Monday afternoon, May 15th, than by listening to a bit of a history highlight? On this day in history, in 1174, Nur ad-Din, a Seljuk emir of Syria, passed away today. As did in 2014, Noriyuki Suzuki, a Japanese director and screenwriter. On this day in history, in 1919, the Winnipeg General Strike began. And by 11 a.m., almost the whole working population of Winnipeg had walked off the job. On this day in history, in 1618, Johannes Kepler confirms his previously rejected discovery of the third law of planetary motion. On this day in history, in 1791, in France, Maximilien Robespierre proposes the self-denying ordinance during the French Revolution, probably dreamed up in his bathtub. Ah, the guillotines. In 1940, Richard and Maurice McDonald opened the first McDonald's restaurant. On this day in history, in May 15th, 1986, Matias Fernandez, a Chilean footballer, was born today. In 1997, the space shuttle Atlantis launches on the STS-84 to dock with the Russian space station MIR. On this day in history, in 2010, Jessica Watson becomes the youngest person to sail nonstop and unassisted around the world solo. On this day in history, in 1397, Sejong the Great, a Korean king of Joseon, was born today, as well as in 1985, Tath Agata Mukherjee, an Indian actor.
I don't know.
It's May 15th, and you're probably wondering what kind of holidays, events, concerts, live streams are coming up soon. Well, if you're a video gamer, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, the video game, is out now. If you're a fan or a gamer of Link going out and saving the day, The Twilight Sat is at Rogers Arena Friday, June 2nd, with the headliner, The Cure. Happy International Conscientious Objectors Day, everybody. Oh, there's the movie Adi Purush, released a trailer if you're into the Hindi movies. Oh, and The Meg 2, it released a trailer. The movie Oppenheimer is July 21st, 2023. Happy International Day of Families, everybody. Tamara Lick is releasing a new book about the Canadian Freedom Convoy entitled Hold the Line. If you're in Paraguay, Mother's Day, it's today. And for all those people who missed Mother's Day yesterday, you can still celebrate it today. May 22nd is Victoria Day. Also, I think the May long weekend is a statutory holiday. May 27th, 11 a.m., is the Baby Race 500. That's in Coquitlam. Check out CFox99.3 for some more info. And there's going to be some pretty nifty hosts, Tyler and Lynch, at that event. June 3rd, the internet has an online concert live stream of the music group that is calling themselves Hanged at Sunset.
Did we have those years? Do you-
Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed my voice this past hour. I was your host, Alexander of the Generic Alternative. Stick around for Typically Tuesdays. They're coming up next. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station of Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we are broadcasting on the ancestral territories of the Coast Salish people. That's the Squamish, Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and the Coquit Lam. If you want to find us online, we're at cgsf.ca, and we're also on the SoundCloud. And you can find previous programs of previous programmers out there as well. Thanks for listening, everybody, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Monday afternoon.
WJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
If you want to drink a juice, then you're going to need a cup. If you don't have a cup, then you need to buy a cup. If you want to buy a cup, then you need at least a dollar. If you don't have a dollar, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you can't afford school, then you need to find a job. If you can't find a job, then you need to go to school. If you're stuck in a loop, then you need to get a loan. If you want to get a loan, then you need good credit, or I guess just drink juice from the carton.